Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this quick demonstration of using Find My Friends. And the reason why I like to use Find My Friends is the fact that I have got my children's after school activities marked on the map for Find My Friends to use when they've been at their different activities, so that when they leave the activities, I know when they're going to be home. So for example, this evening at the time of this recording, I know that when my partner and my son leaves karate, I know to put dinner on. So let me just run Find My Friends on my iPhone 5.
Find Friends.
Okay, one finger double tap.
Find Friends. Friends. Edit. Button.
Okay, I'm going to scroll my finger down the left-hand side of the screen.
Ellen Wood Bridges at Karate, 2 kilometres away. Last updated 5:26 p.m.
Okay, so Ellen, my partner, is at karate, and I want to know when she's going to be leaving soon. So I'm going to do one finger double tap.
Friends, button.
And one finger flick over to the right.
Ellen Wood Bridge, notify me, button.
Okay, I'm going to go into the notify button, one finger double tap.
Notify me.
And one finger double tap.
Notify me, cancel, button.
And one finger flick to the right.
Notify me, heading, done. Button. The next time Ellen Woodbridge.
Okay, the next time Ellen Woodbridge.
Selected. Leaves.
Leaves. And I'm going to select it anyway to know it's already selected. One finger double tap for good measure. And then I'm going to touch the top right hand side of the screen, which is the done button.
Done. Button.
Okay, but by default, the leaves is already selected. I'm just pedantic and I like to just double tap to make sure it's doubly done. Okay, so one finger double tap on done.
Done. Ellen Woodbridge, friends, button.
And I can double tap friends button and go back to the main screen. And for the moment, I can just press the home button.
Find friends.
To go back to the home screen. And hopefully in a couple of minutes or so, I'll get a notification from Find My Friends. In this case, to say that my partner has left karate with my son on their way home, so I can put dinner on for when they walk in the door in about 15 minutes after they've left. And just some points, of course, Find My Friends relies on, first of all, you downloading the Find My Friends app, using a Apple ID, of course, and then sending either a temporary or a proper request to your friends that then have to agree to let Find My Friends locate them on a map, i.e. to know where they are. So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to pause this recording and I'll pick it up where Find My Friends has told me that my partner and my son have left karate. And just one final thing before I pause the recording. The reason why it said karate is that when I originally did a location for the different after-school activities, I gave each location its own label. So for example, I've got home for home, karate for karate, school for school, swimming for swimming, and work for work. So let me just pause this recording and we'll pick it up again in a tick.
New notification from Find Friends. Find Friends. Ellen Woodbridge left karate.
Okay, so there's the notification from Find My Friends that my partner and my son have left karate, which means it's time for me to go and put dinner on for them, so when they walk in the door, it's all ready to go. So I hope you've enjoyed this quick demonstration of Find My Friends and how it actually works. And as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.